This is Teresa. I would like to say our station has not contributed toward toward the fund, the like scholarship fund, and I will be happy to contribute toward your trip in some small way, and I encourage others on this committee to help with that if we could.
I believe members of GRC are taking care of it.
Really?
Is that correct, Afia?
That's the sense that I have to date. I haven't been able to confirm it, which is what I was supposed to do today, and I will do that first thing in the morning, and I will keep you all informed of my progress.
I was told that they were.
Okay.
But I don't know that, you know.
I would then encourage members of this subcommittee or this committee or this task force to contribute to the GRC scholarship fund.
Right.
In fact, would anybody like to pledge to match like a $20 donation?
I will.
Okay.
I just want to, point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell my colleagues from Houston that I'm actually wearing the KPFT blue T-shirt right now with the KPFT name and the white lettering on it. So just want to say hi to you guys.
In view of that fact, I'll up it to 25.
That was cute.
I will get those. I'll get that address to you, Deb Shapto.
Okay.
Okay. So we previously in this call we said that in recognition of some stations. Concern about not being drawn into the politics of Pacifica, and also the direction not being the core of the meeting, that we would form essentially a caucus. I think that's one. Would be listed as one of the roles that we'll play at the GRC.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
For lack of a better term, would be a concerned affiliates caucus. And then those
yes.
Who are
and see if I could make a suggestion. I would withdraw my third. Suggestion for the bullets and ask you as a representative of the affiliates to do that in the caucus.
Uh-huh.
So that we don't do it through the task force directly, but you do it on our behalf.
Okay.
More informally. That's my suggestion.
What is the thinking of the group in that regard?
This is Teresa. In the past, there have been people at Grassroots that were very vocal about not wanting to be drug into Pacifica politics. And
we're talking about a caucus here.
Yes. My thought is that it would be useful to survey people and say, what is most useful for us to you that Pacifica provides? To me, that is what would be most useful for them to generate maybe some good stories of how something came in handy. Like Rip just saying, well, I really like this T-shirt. And it actually will create perhaps a more positive focus on what really they benefit from. rather than a bit session.
I'm sure it'll go both ways, Teresa.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, you know, you can't stop people from talking, so...
No.
I know that there will be a number of affiliates there, and remember, Ani, who's actually organizing this conference, was one of the nominated affiliate representatives for this last year. KBOO's come on as an affiliate. They had not been in the past, which they have, I guess, I'm not sure what that is. So I think there's going to be interest in this caucus, and I'm sure that however positively we start, that conversations will wander, and I think, though, that if Afi is there, and I'll be there, and with some others, that we'll really try to focus on something that's constructive, meaning, you know, substantive, and we're not just going to have a sit-around bitch session, although I'm sure there will be some of that, but out of it all, you know, we're going to have some constructive conversation, and I'm sure that will happen.
What do you mean by a caucus?
Separate from the meeting that Ursula is running.
I'm sure she's going to do more of a presentation and probably will do more of that nuts and bolts survey stuff, actually, because she's going to need to come back with some kind of report, I'm sure. She's being watched closely for what she's doing. And so, really, that's where we'll get that kind of information. So I think really the caucus, I think, is a chance for us to have the kind of conversation that's hard to do talking to this plastic thing in front of me here and very difficult to do on the email. Just a couple times I've met with Afi, you know, not that so much has happened out of it, but we've certainly been able to have substantive discussions about a few of the matters. And I think if that can happen in a larger sense, then we will get some traction from other folks who have energy as we do in this task force.
So I think it's an excellent idea.
So what you're saying is you're going to have informal conversations with affiliates and ask those questions? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean by caucus?
Where I'm going to actually say to people who want to talk about this, we can meet in room XYZ and whatever steps that have to be made in order to secure the space, I will do that.
I would like to say that it's a real challenge because these people are clients. And
but she represents them, excuse me.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the stack after Teresa.
I'm not being critical. In fact, I was going to suggest that Rip Robbins might want to do that, participate in that also.
Teresa, I will. I love Pacifica, and I'm going to advocate for Pacifica. That's not what I don't know about this caucus, but I shall be there, you know, and make sure there's one there. And we're going to do something good. And I think Ursula's, whatever she's going to do, that's the one where we're kind of overtly kind of pitching the good face of Pacifica like we do at every conference. But then, you know, we're going to have little side meetings, and we're going to talk the real stuff.
Thank you.
Was there someone else who wanted to?
Chandra.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I wholeheartedly support this idea. And that I think to allay your fears, Teresa, you really don't have to worry because what Afi wants to do is she's doing as an affiliate, not as a member of the affiliate task force. And she can do whatever she wants as a member, as an affiliate, and want to meet with other affiliates. And I think it's great. And I hope that positive things come out of this, too. And I'm sorry I won't be there with you all.
I sure wish I could be there.
Well, we'll try and be conscientious in our note-taking.
Thank you.
And, of course, you'll get a chance to make input once we come back and report.
Madam Chair, I move the agenda.
Okay. recent letter to the affiliates. I'm kind of sorry that Ursula had to leave before we got to this. Is there particular points that folks wanted to raise about it?
Well, Madam Chair, I'm the one that put it on the agenda. I was just, I asked to see a copy of it. And actually, some of the reaction to it, what I've seen, has been good. I think I saw a comment by Elizabeth Robinson. I think that's who I saw the comment from. And I talked with another person. And what can I say? The people that I heard from said they appreciated being told that, you know, where Pacifica is coming from, you know, that if there's a financial problem, they appreciate knowing about it. I personally am concerned that the executive director took the initiative to send something, send this letter, and I've asked, when I heard about it, I asked the affiliate's coordinator if, you know, she was consulted or if she helped write the letter, and I was surprised when she said no. So that's a concern, and I would think that that concern might come out when I talk with the executive director in our meeting.
Okay. I think that's appropriate.
Teresa, I'm sorry. I have to leave the meeting. I have to be up very early in the morning. Teresa, would you send me that thing on the address?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
What preparation do we need for this? Can we move this agenda? Because I'm in New York, and it's an hour later.
Mm-hmm. I'm in New York, too, and it is an hour later.
My thinking of the preparation is that in the process of putting together the documents that we and the actions we've been discussing over the past 2 hours are all preparation for the meeting with the ED. And I would suggest that unless someone has some specific points that they want to mention at this time, that in the course of preparing the documents, that any ideas that come to mind be flagged as items for the ED meeting agenda.
I agree.
I'm not quite understanding that. Is that the same thing as basically if you have a question, tell the chair that you're going to ask it in the meeting? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I think ultimately we need to put together an agenda for the meeting.
Okay.
So the question becomes, what are the items, what are our items on the agenda? She may have something that she wants to put on the agenda.
I move that the chair prepare an agenda for the meeting and that people submit their questions to the chair so she can incorporate those questions into the agenda. Do I have a second?
I would second it. We already have three main headings. One is the budget, the second is the status of the affiliates, and the third is the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it should be.
Okay, so Teresa Allen moved that the chair prepare an agenda for the meeting and that affiliate task force members submit additional concerns or questions to the chair.
That's fine with me. So we have any objections? Okay. Hearing none, then I would have the record reflect that it passed unanimously.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just stating that our next regularly scheduled meeting is for August 11th.
Okay. And I will notify folk as soon as I get a response from the ED as to her availability and when that meeting will take place.
Just a point of correction. August 11th is a Monday.
Right. I just noticed that, too.
Pardon me. Thank you.
I think you mean the 14th, which is actually the second Thursday of the month.
Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, are there any items, specific items that people know now that need to be put on the agenda?
Are you talking about the next meeting or the meeting with the ED?
I'm sorry, I'm already on the next. I'm on
the next meeting.
The next meeting.
Report back from the GRC.
Okay.
Well, a report back for the GRC.
Okay.
A report back from the meeting with the ED.
Well, aren't we all going to be there at the meeting with the ED?
Well, not everyone can.
But I would assume that some members of this task force may not be.
And also it would be good for those listening to the stream to hear, you know, what took place as well.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'd like to temper this piece about the new ED and her actually saying that she can't understand why affiliates were in governance. You know, a person could have that position, but, you know, the ED can't do anything about it technically because it requires a bylaws change. But it doesn't mean that the ED can't be philosophically opposed to that idea and may actually say that, well, while I'm opposed to that idea, I can operate and manage with the fact that it is existing. So, you know, it is now maybe that it's not the ideal philosophy that we would want from an executive, but I don't think that it means that she actually is advocating, because she would have to send it to each station for approval for a bylaws change anyway. So it's not like the executive can do anything about it. So I think we've got to give her a chance to say, well, yeah, I philosophically disagree with that concept, however it exists, and therefore I'm going to work with it. So then I think what the question needs to be is, are you going to work with it the way that Pacifica exists, or are you doing things that are obstructive to that? So that's what I'm thinking about it.
Again, I thank Rip Robbins for his comment, and I wish that he was writing this letter.
Teresa, well, I just sent out a lot of background information.
I wish you were writing a letter, too.
Well, I would help.
And he said he would help, so...
Do I have an offer to write the first draft?
We thought that's what you were going to do.
I know. these people are already doing it, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? They're doing it with their hands tied behind their back.
Okay.
I sent out a lot of background information just now to the whole task force from 07,
mm-hmm.
the draft motion, and I think Rip sent out the final motion, and... the outline for the outreach division, and you know, I think a lot of you, I think you'll find it very helpful.
Thank you.
Okay, if there is nothing else, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Just one comment, Madam Chair, about, you know, you started this call talking about the meeting cancellation, and I'd like to end it by pointing out that there was a motion and effort made by some members of the board a year ago to have three meetings, and it was sent to every station. That motion was approved by the board, enough directors. It was sent out to each LSB. The LSBs all turned it down. Some wouldn't even consider it. Some never even returned a vote. But at least three actively voted that no, this was not a bylaws change they supported. So the fact that it's being done now by the executive and CFO is even counter to all the station LSB interests.
That bylaws amendment was also reintroduced this year and brought forward to the LSBs and also turned down again. So there were two efforts to do this, and both failed, for information.
Yeah, interesting.
It's very. Could you, Rip, would you mind emailing me whatever you have on that point?
That bylaws change, I'm sure I have minutes and so forth from last year's. Yeah.
Super. I'd appreciate that.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you all very much, and thank you, Teresa, for setting up the meeting, and Ursula for assisting, and the rest of you for coming and making it worthwhile.
And
Right. Thank
for your chairing.
Long live the memory of Don White, who was an active member of this committee.
That was the other thing I meant to bring up. Is there something that we on this committee can do?
What I was thinking.
Can we put that as new business next month?
Well, there's a memorial service for him, and I was wondering if we wanted to do something on behalf of the affiliates committee to be sent to the memorial service.
When is
that?
I'm looking for it right now. It's on the KPFT calendar.
Maybe if someone wrote something, Alan Minsky or Jan Goodman would deliver it if they're going to the memorial service.
The other thing that might be considered would be that the donations to the GRC would be made in his name.
That's a great idea.
Well, does this mean anybody more is going to contribute?
Well, we could. Can we send out a little say-so to the list?
I will send something out to the list right now. Unless I tell you what, Chandra, why don't you send it to the list?
And what are we asking for? A memorial for. What are we asking for now?
But
donations?
Do we know whether his family wants money donated to some charity?
Okay. So.
Well, this is what I will do. I'm getting
confused. Are we going to do something on behalf of the affiliates task force, or are we going to do something, or are you asking me to find out what's happening in his name? Because I saw a notice about a memorial, and now I don't see it anymore. It was on the Pacifica website, and now
I think it's passed?
Wait a second. I made a mistake. I was looking at KPFT,
KPFK.
And not KPFK, and that's why I didn't see it. I'm going to
and
KPFK.
I was suggesting, since we earlier said that we would make donations to the GRC Scholarship Fund, that we can do it as Pacifica affiliates in the name of, in memoriam to.
Right, that's a great
Don
idea.
White.
Yeah.
And if there are two things we're talking about. One is, if the memorial has not happened yet, somebody writing something that someone could say at the service.
Right.
The second item is sending something.
It's August. It's not until August 10th.
Okay.
It's on the front page of the KPFK website, and the memorial is not until August 10th.
Well,
okay. So
in regard to that, I would suggest that some people, you know, if we want to make some sort of formal statement about how we miss him and what he said to us about our work, that we ask somebody to write it up and deliver it to someone who will be attending. But the other issue is either I can write up or encourage someone else to write something. I tell you what, I'll do it. I'll send something to Listserv about a gift in Don's name if you would like to contribute to the GRC scholarship fund.
Also, there's a podcast from June 25th. There was an hour-long tribute to him.
Uh-huh.
So if you all go to the KPFK website, you'll see a lot of information, photographs, and a biography and everything.
Okay.
It's quite moving.
Yes, it is. This is really great. I hadn't seen this before, so I'm glad.
I will make a $20 donation to the GRC in memory of Don White. And somebody tell me how to do that.
I will put that in this email that I'm sending out to the listserv right now.
And how to do it, Teresa?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I will do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And am I supposed to send something out, or what am I sending out? Asking people to make donations?
No, I'll
respond. When you send it out, then I'll respond about asking people to make donations, and I'll mention that I'm going to.
Okay.
Could we have a moment of silence in memory of Don?
Sure. Okay, so
thank you.
Again, I want to thank you all for your work and for being here. And so we meet again.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.